Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All week, right?
Mm.
I have been looking forward to those brownies.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before, Gene Davis. Sorry, we'll start the episode in a minute. All week, I think, right, recording on Friday, I've been good this week. I'll have one of the amazing peanut butter brownies that they do. We get there, and some greedy bar steward has bought all the brownies for his office because they're that good. All week, I've been looking forward to them pissing brownies.
And we weren't told which office, so we couldn't go and ram raid it.
No. All week. Instead, we got banana bread. What is it? Lockdown 2020. Banana bread. Anyway, moment on the lips for everyone on their hips. Hello and welcome to Help I Sexed My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. Christ, Ben, how big's this font today? Tiny.
It is quite small.
The podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas. Like, should I tell my neighbour I can see through their blinds, or am I going blind? And how do I ever get in an igloo ever again? I mean, I can't say I've ever been in an igloo, have you?
How does an igloo get in you?
Yeah. And what did you do if you accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunt. Sorry, Ben's printing off the script in a tiny format font today. We're not usual agony aunts, are we?
William Hanson,
the UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not Jordan North, Radio 1 presenter. I'm more Downton Abbey, you're more downright shabby.
I'll take that.
From Jen Merchant.
I'm shabby chic.
Shabby shit.
What shabby chic? I'm sorry, but if you describe yourself or your interior shabby chic, it's the same type of people call themselves a foodie. Oh, I'm a right foodie, me.
Oh, you're really on one today. I love it.
Pissed off because of the brownie. Oh yeah, we're proper foodies, me and Bob. Oh, piss off.
Oh no, tell you what annoys me on Twitter. Coffee lover. Great. Or lover of gin. I mean, I like gin, don't get me wrong, but it's not my entire identity.
And you like coffee. Yeah, so our interior's shabby chic. Oh, piss off.
Anyway, talking of which, let's have a splash.
Bloody Nora. We're just pouring our...
You know, we've said that we should do a tiddly episode.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, next week, it's our live stream episode.
We'll get pissed.
And it's of an evening.
We'll get pissed.
Where it's a slightly more socially acceptable time. I think we...
Yeah, we've got a pub after as well.
Can you remember in our last live?
Are we allowed in it late at night? What time is it open till this?
We'll break the rules.
I think
I'm going to have to kick the bloody door in again, aren't I? Pick the lock.
Can you remember last time
Hell
we did...
Hell, will you? What? Jesus. Is everything going right at home?
Yes.
He's just pouring himself a pint of gin and de Bonnet. A pint of Guinness and a pint. That's a full pint of gin and de Bonnet. Are you all right? You're your mother's son, all right? You get that? Clip that up right now.
You know, in our last live stream, which we did, I think, in 2021, maybe? It was sort of kind of COVID-y time. We did a live stream. Do you remember, I won't go over it now, but I said something that got us into a slight bit of bother. Mainly you.
What? What did you say?
Someone had written in a letter about relationships at work. And... Oh. I innocently turned to you and said, have you ever had a relationship with someone at work? Anyway, and it all got a little bit awkward. And I genuinely said that, hand on heart, forgetting.
Yeah, what? Forgetting what?
And then the papers phoned you up and said, is it true that you're in a relationship with X? Which is not true at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can remember you phoned me and you said, oh, they think I'm in a...
Basically, they thought I was in a relationship. So the papers, one paper in particular, is going to run a story that has a relationship with Mairead, my friend from work.
I've never laughed so hard in my life.
If you've ever met Mairead, you'll realise that Mairead is a lesbian. And
well, you won't realise that she's a lesbian.
Oh, is that really harsh?
But if she... that said, she last time I met her, she told me she was on a fingering ban. So, you right. know, within about
can
30
we,
seconds.
So, Mairead, anyway, and I rung her up and I was like, thought it was really funny. I was like, oh, apparently we're in a relationship together. And one of the papers were in a show. She went, Jordan, you need to get that story buried, nay. They've got friends and family in Belfast. I don't want them reading that. So, yeah, I forgot about that. Mm.
So, I wonder what I'll say this year.
God. Can I just say
when
as well?
Live, unfiltered and unedited.
I did an interview with a national newspaper a couple of weeks ago.
Mm. The Sun.
And when you've got the journalists from that, and it was quite worrying because they were asking if I was worried I was going to get cancelling because of some of the subjects and things we talk about on this podcast.
Oh, right.
Which is quite unnerving. And I did say, and I quote, I think we'll go as far as igloing. I don't think we'll cut.
I hope there's nowhere further to
no,
go.
No, I don't think there is. I don't think there is. And I say, like, you don't hear what gets cut out of the episodes. We would have been cancelled years ago. We didn't cut and edit this episode.
I don't think we get edited really that much.
Did at the start.
We did at the start, yeah, bizarrely. Mm. Now look at us. Anyway, let's do a toast. I'd like to toast Rachel on TikTok, who commented on our referee what are you doing post, which was a video from 2019 when you took me up the turf moor. She said that, Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler? Needs to be a Burnley chant. So can you make that happen?
Wendy, can I borrow a potato peeler? Wendy, can I borrow a potato... I'll work on that one.
Right.
Don't worry, I did it a Cockney accent. But,
Rachel.
Rachel.
Thank you. We'll see what we can do.
Oh, It's got a kick. As always, if you need our touch...
I'm sorry?
It's this bloody font. Jesus Christ. Printed it out. It's
yes,
like
but Jordan,
Morse code.
In Ben's defence, this bit has been the same for 5 years.
Nearly.
As always, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you get in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation. Do you remember when I couldn't say trepidation?
Yeah.
For about two series. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexwithmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexwithmyboss, or you can write to William. He promises a handwritten reply in his own letter paper, probably about a year later. The address is on the website, sexwithmyboss.com.
I hope if it becomes a full year, I think we've really, something's gone wrong. Might just a couple of months.
I'm so annoyed about those brownies.
Okay, good.
Ben, can you not go and make yourself useful and see what office has got those brownies? Can you not?
You can't send him off to
why
on a brownie mercy dash.
Press record. What else does he need to do? Seriously.
I'll just be on my laptop then.
No, don't. I don't like when you've got your laptop. I'm joking. He does a lot more than that.
Can we talk about your back wax?
What? Really?
How was it? Because Jordan sent me a photograph, which really the papers would love, of you lying on the bed.
Should we put it up on social? Yeah,
I'm sorry?
We'll put it up on social. It's gone.
It was fun. I won't read out the message that came after that when I asked how it was. But
what did I say? I think your reply was, this is why I love you.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I can't say it, Jordan.
No, we can say it. Let's not make a thing of it. You say, no, actually.
I can't say it.
Why?
I'll say it on the live stream. The,
Did it really make you laugh? That?
It really made me laugh.
I didn't get my back waxed.
Well, you did.
I got my back lasered.
Oh, that was it. Sorry.
I am currently going through laser therapy because William's been telling me, your face looks a lot better. Does it work for you?
Wow.
Your face looks a lot better since you got... Because William looked like that guy from The Dandy. What was he called? Dandy. Was it Dandy?
I know who you mean.
Yeah.
I would have a lot of manly... Because I'm full of testosterone, I would have quite a lot of manly stubble. Yeah. I would shave at 9 o'clock in the morning, for example, and by 10 o'clock, there was stubble.
Wow.
And I'll be honest, I'm going to call it out now. I was teaching at a very well-known private school many years ago. I won't say which one, begins with R. And I was doing a class, and at 3 o'clock, one of the sort of 15-year-old oiks, probably now in his 25, 26, put his hand, if you're listening to this, you've cost me a lot of money, put his hand up and went, "Sir, if you're talking about etiquette, do you not think it would have been nice if you'd shaved this morning?" And of course, I had shaved that morning.
Oh my God, and that really got
and to it, you. And I actually cannot tell you how... I'm sort of making some light about it, but it really affected me to the point where I have then invested in laser hair surgery on my chin and stubble area so that that doesn't happen again. I also find shaving a bit of a bore.
I had a shave last night. Oh, I had a shave last night and bloody razor ran out, so I had to finish it off this morning. I was half shaven. I look like...
You'd only done one bollock.
Look like... You remember joke there? I was just saying, I look like Tommy Cooper in that sketch you did with turned his head round.
Well, that's current.
But yeah. Anyway, so I'm going through laser therapy, and my God, I was...
You've only had one session?
Oh, it was agony. Absolutely.
Yeah. It gets better.
I was biting down on my...
pillow.
No. I was biting down on my jumper, actually.
Right.
I had to bite down on that, and she was like...
Whatever works for you.
She was so funny. She's like, "Oh, you guys are so soft, honestly. It's always the guys. I come in here and do girls' fannies, and they're all the time, and they're not bothered." Mm. I was like, "Look, this is agony." So I've got another one. I've got 10 sessions.
10? Mm. God, it's hairy.
Should we put the picture up?
Yeah.
Of
you lying on the bed.
Yeah. Did I send it you?
You did.
Yeah.
I can send it on to Ben.
We'll put it up as well.
It's fun.
So do you, since you've had your face
done... It's hardly a problem now. I mean, I'm just having sort of...
It must have been agony on your face.
Oh, yeah, to begin with. But it's I just have top-up sessions now.
What about when you got your arsehole done? Because Mikey requested that, didn't he?
Shut up.
Did he? How was that? Was it more bum... Was it more so on your bum or your face?
I haven't had anywhere other than my face done.
Not what I've heard, sweetheart.
Right.
Anyway.
Can we start a new feature on this? Maybe, you know, if you want to... Stephen, if you're listening to this, you can by all means create a jingle for this. William's Pillock of the Week.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So I was in... I'm not going to name the department store, but it's a well-known department store. And I was buying some more Irish breakfast tea for Mikey.
Why does he like Irish breakfast tea?
That's what he likes. Okay. And he's not hard work.
I'm
I mean, he is, but... But every relationship you have to work hard for. Anyway, and that department store has gone through a lot of sort of change, and they always move things about, etc. And
where bugs me when they do that.
Yeah,
Tesco's and stuff.
And the men's lavatories are not where the men's lavatories used to be for many, many years.
You and lavatories, you and toilets. You need to stop hanging around in them. I've told you this. You get so worked up about them.
Anyway, I finish buying the Irish breakfast tea at the tea counter, and I say to the lovely lady, I said, "Oh, where are your nearest lavatories?"
I would love to go cottaging.
"Where are your nearest lavatories?" And she goes, "Oh, they're in the basement now." I said, "Okay," and off I go to the basement. Anyway, I can only find the ladies' lavatories. There are no gentlemen's lavatories. I find another member of staff who sees that I'm lost. "Sorry, the men's loos, they're down here." She went, they're on the second floor. I said, "On the second?" "No, I was told there are some down here." She went, "No, we've only got female lavatories." So anyway, I go back up the stairs. Tea counter woman sees me and she goes, "Oh, you know, can I help you with anything else?" And I said, "There are no loos downstairs." She went, "Well, not for men." And I said, "But what?" She said, "Where are your nearest lavatories?" "I don't want to know where your nearest lavatories are. I don't care where you go. I want to know where my loos are." What a pillock to interpret. "Where are your nearest lavatories?"
Oh, right, I'm with you.
Like, no, I want to know. It was my nice way of saying, where are the men's loos?
Didn't you write a letter to Harrods because he changed the toilets as well?
Yes.
Let's just put this into perspective. This man here is 33 years old and actually wrote a letter to Harrods because they changed a sign on the toilets or something, weren't it?
Well, it was an email. And they still haven't, in the hair and beauty department, they still haven't corrected it.
I wish I had as much time on my hands as you. I really do.
Anyway.
Any more pillocks of the week?
Well, no, but I'd like to apologise to Alex, our video editor, who came a few months ago when we were talking about afternoon tea on this podcast.
Sorry to interrupt. Alex, our video editor, who keeps sending me pictures of fucking wild snakes and videos of wild snakes in Australia on Instagram. Cheers, Alex.
Alex, don't send your snake on Instagram.
Yeah, stop sending me pictures of your snake. He sent me this. He was on a hike in Australia when this made me think of you, and just this big snake went past him. I was like,
yeah, disgusting.
Coming through. Good day, mate. I've got an impression of a snake. Good day, mate. I'm just going to sliver through here. Oh, little camp snakes.
It's just Diego.
Anyway,
ooh,
Alex went for afternoon.
Oh, slap me on the Barbie. Come on.
Alex went for afternoon tea in Manchester at a nice hotel, and I have previously said that at good afternoon teas in London, everything is replenishable. So if you finish your plate of sandwiches and you say you can have more sandwiches, it comes, it's included in the price. Well, I need to caveat my advice because it turns out not in Manchester.
Oh, that bugs me, that.
Because Alex asked for several more plates of sandwiches thinking, fantastic, they're free, and then got presented with the bill. For additional sandwiches.
Are you joking?
Because he was following my advice. So I owe Alex some sandwiches.
Can I just say, it's my favourite city. I love Manchester.
Yeah.
But I think Manchester's getting ridiculous now. It's the same price as a pint in central Manchester as in London. It never used to be like, I mean, Manchester was always a bit dearer than like Preston and Burnley and surrounding areas. A pint in Manchester now, in central Manchester, is just pretty much the same as one in London.
Really?
And I think, like, rent and everything. Just, yeah. It's my favourite city. I always want to move back there.
Bye.
I'm sorry. It just ran over. That doesn't surprise me that they're charging people for...
Well, they don't in London. So in that instance, London's got one up on Manchester. But yes, Manchester is a lovely city. I do agree. Okay. Any more for any more?
I think I'm done there.
Are you?
Yeah. What was I going to mention? Yeah, I think I'm done. Shall we go to William's etiquette? What the bloody hell are you doing?
I was just getting my etymology of the week.
Oh, it's on a piece of paper. I thought you knew it off by heart.
Excuse me, you've got a whole book there.
Of jokes?
Yes.
Well, I'm not a comedian.
I know
that.
You
claim to be an etiquette expert. It's the brownies. If they just had the all back in week, I'd be looking forward to them brownies.
We'll see if we can get some for the live show.
No, yes, please.
More on that in a minute.
It's just the peanut butter on them. Right, sorry, that was really arsey. I do love you. I love you to bits.
I love you to bits.
It's time for etymology of the week.
Jingle.
It's William, the etiquette geek. His knowledge is quite unique. He'll give you manners, a subtle tweak. It's time for William's etymology of the week.
And this week we're going to talk about the origins of the expression, spend a penny.
Oh, well, I can tell you that.
Well, all right then.
It used to cost a penny to go to public lavatories.
Well, that's a large part of it, but we'll go into... There's a bit...
God. Everyone knows that.
There's a bit more to it.
Oh, right. Well, we'll find out what spend a penny means. I've been a knob today, aren't I?
Just if everyone could leave what they think of Jordan's performance today in the reviews on Apple Podcasts, that would be great.
Yeah, if you think Jordan's being a bit arsy, please write in the review.
No, don't. I don't mean to be.
As long as you put 5-star.
Okay. Right. We'll find out what William's etymology means after this break.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us. It's now time to find out the meaning of this week's etiquettemology with William Hanson.
Well, so why I have chosen particularly to do the spend a penny thing is because actually in researching this, what we found was that before public lavatories were sort of made available, and actually when do you think public loos became a thing?
I don't know. When did you become obsessed with them?
In 1851.
Okay.
It's just before 7 o'clock in the evening.
Well, people have needed to wee since... since we were primal.
Okay, yeah, since humans first walked the earth.
We've always needed to wee.
Yes, but at places like Versailles, during the court of Louis XIV, XV and XVI, they just used to go in the corridors. Public lavatories were not a thing. Yep, this is what you just...
Up the wall? In a bucket?
Or just if you were a lady in a dress, you just... No. In fact, there are records of aristocrats, and of course, sadly, they had... lots of staff who were then expected to clear it up. So it's pretty...
No, really?
You see, this is why I thought I'd do this one, because it's interesting. It's not just spend a penny.
Imagine being so arrogant to just have a piss in all
I know, way. It's disgusting.
Yeah. I used to, at my grandma's house, because I was scared to go upstairs on my own, she used to let me wee in the backyard.
Right. Well, at least that's outside.
Did anyone else used to be
scared? Yeah, but how old were you? 22?
No, did anyone else used to be scared to go upstairs on their own? So my grandma'd be like, I'm not going up them stairs, bless her. She's like, I can't be bothered, because she'd open backyard for me.
Like you're a dog.
Yeah, she would, like I was a dog, and I'd be in great in
right.
down drain. Anyway,
back to the history. So as I say, the first loos were the Great Exhibition in Hyde Park in 1851. But, and this is where we go all a bit
feminine. They're still there, I think, aren't they? Yeah.
There are lavatories in Hyde Park, yes. Okay. This is where we all go a bit feminist, because those loos, however, were only for... men.
That's a bit harsh.
There was no provision for ladies. Women had to wait until the 1860s, so 10 years later.
Have a wee?
Yeah.
In
a public lavatory. It was the first ABC tea room that had a new innovation, which was a loo for ladies. And obviously, yes, you would all, whether you're a man or woman, you would spend a penny, which is nothing to us now, but was quite a lot of money back then, in order to go to the loo. And a penny was there to designed to keep out the riffraff. So it's not a lot to us now, but it was a lot back then. So
you'd say, I'm going to go and spend a penny.
Yeah. And it was department stores like Harrods, Selfridges, etc., that brought in lavatories for ladies, and then sort of it became fairly common practice to have loos for all genders.
Oh, okay.
So there we go. That's the origins of spend a penny and lavatories.
Wow. That's interesting.
This is the journey we go on every time I do an etiquettemology. You slag it off at the start.
I don't slag it off.
Yes. We all know what Victorians, Roman times. Oh. And then...
Why are you making me sound like Sean Dyche?
Lovely Sean. And then we get on to...
Well, it's interesting.
Thank you. Yeah.
Why do we say number two?
That I don't know. Oh, was it because it needed two flushes? I think because one...
Oh, is
number
it?
One was you needed to pull the chain once. Number two is I think you had to pull two. I think. I'm going to research that and come back to you, but that's an educated guess.
Yeah. That's why we call it a crap as well, don't we?
Because it was invented by Thomas Crapper.
I'm going to use the crapper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eartha Kitt.
No, I think she was a singer.
Yeah, it's Cockney rhyming slang, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Going through an Eartha.
Right.
Drop the kids off.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot of slang for pooing.
Jordan's
door,
the dictionary.
Mm. Lovely. Well, look, last week, Gene Divas, we told you all about our exciting fifth birthday plans, which is now...
A dump.
Thank you. Which is now only a week away, if you're listening to this in real time. We will be live streaming a full episode next week, and we'll be revealing the top five sexted moments as voted for you in the weekend release. So you can join us for the live stream event of the year, apparently, on TikTok and YouTube.
Oh, is it on TikTok as well? Oh,
TikTok okay. and YouTube, you set your alarms, put a reminder in for Monday the 20th of March at 7:30 p.m. UK time. You don't want to miss it.
Have we checked, like, there's nothing big happening in Corrie that week, or there's a big, like, if it's like a Happy Valley finale?
Well, no, I think Happy Valley's all off.
Yeah, but is there a big...
Yes, what are the One Show doing on the 20th of March at 7 o'clock?
I've got a funny feeling we might be playing City in FA Cup that day.
I have a funny feeling you won't be watching it.
This is how most of our arguments start, Jane Dubas.
But look, we're going to have, because obviously a big thing of your life and the G and Divas is
what
big,
are you doing coming out with a big red book?
Is a picky tea.
Oh, we're doing a picky tea.
Yes, so I thought we could have a picky tea. G and Divas could have a picky tea, yes, as they sit and watch.
That's a great idea. So next Monday we're going live. Make sure you get yourself a picky tea, and we'll do a picky tea as well, shall we? And hopefully we'll have some brownies. Meet. 33-year-old and throwing a paddy over brownies. I'm just looking forward to more wheat, William.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Shall we go on to the listeners' problems?
Yes, please.
This is from Saskia from the Wirral. Dear William and Jordan, I never normally seek out advice. However, I feel like an outsider's perspective might be useful on this. I've recently moved to Oxford to start a new teaching post. My partner of 2 years was working in Spain and we were trying long distance. Despite feeling the relationship had come to a natural end, he decided to uproot himself and move to Oxford with me. I wasn't thrilled at this as I felt it was a lot of pressure. However, he decided to move anyway. He did not have accommodation organised, so ended up staying with me for 2 weeks until he found somewhere to live. During this stay, I found one of my expensive clay face masks smudged all over a bath towel. I thought it odd, as he's not often one to practice self-care. Holding the towel and inspecting it further, I decided to take a sniff, only to find out it was human feces.
Jesus Christ. Is this... Now, I'm very much aware of Spanish culture. I don't know, they don't use towels to wipe their ass.
No. The man had pooed on my towel and then hung it back up as if exerting his dominance. Upon confrontation, he denied it, despite me holding a skid-stained bath rag clutched in my angry fist. The man had no shame, only fury. When I threw it into the laundry basket and went to do a wash, he grew furious and said that he could wait until morning. I didn't have a wink that night, knowing there were human feces touching my various other delicate garments waiting to be washed. Every time I now see him, I can't stop thinking about it, and I feel it has highlighted various other hygiene issues that he may have. I guess aside from needing to vent, my question is this. Is it over when you can't be intimate with someone because they've shit on your bath towel? Saskia from the Wirral.
Right, in his defence, Saskia...
No, there's no defence!
No, listen.
There's no defence.
She's made it out like... He's wiped his arse on a towel, and I think all he's done is left a little skid mark after drying himself. And that's happened to me before. I had me and Ryan had our mate round to stay over, and we give him a towel, and he said, "Can I have another one that's got a skid mark on it?" And my dad had used it before him, so that does happen. Little skiddies do happen on towels, like if you've, you know that. But she'd made it sound, Saskia, tell me if I'm wrong here, but she made it sound like he'd literally wiped his arse, a little skid stain, just put it in wash. Like, it doesn't sound... Are you telling me Mikey's never left a little skiddy on a towel?
No.
It happens, Ben.
No, I don't really need to know this about Ben.
No, I don't, I'm not saying I've ever done it, but you just put it in wash.
Saskia, dump him.
No, if he's... right, Saskia, if he's had a... I'm putting it bluntly. If he's had a shit and then used your towel to wipe
But I also don't like how he reacted. Even if you excuse the accidental...
He's probably just got out of the shower.
It sounds like more than that.
Dried himself, done a floss and got a bit of shit on the towel. He should have put it in wash basket.
No. You were having second doubts before he even moved over to this country. Get rid of him. Come on. Come on, Saskia.
Christ.
You're only young once.
Going through divorce procedures over a skiddy on a
towel. I don't think they're divorced.
My mum and dad would be separated 20 times over by now if that was them.
Good. This is from Duncan. Dear William and Jordan, I'm writing about an incident that happened
while... She once changed bed and he did it. She went mad at him.
I'm just not convinced your parents are going to love this.
Should I? Did. Anyway. She sits on bed and they're...
Can I go?
Yes.
Dear William and Jordan, I'm writing in about an incident that happened a while back that still haunts me to this day. I have regular blood tests for health reasons, and although I'm a big fan of having a prick in my hand most of the time, I'm not that keen on needles. My MO is usually to look away when the needle goes in, and then once I get told to unclench my hand, I look back towards the phlebotomist. On this particular occasion, the phlebotomist was a man, and we seemed to be getting on quite well. I did my usual trick of looking away as the needle went in, and as it instructed, I unclenched my hand. Bearing in mind I was still looking away at this point, imagine my surprise when, unbeknownst to me, the phlebotomist had taken a step forward and my hand opened to encounter not empty air, but what felt like an unexpected pair of plums.
She grabbed the
Well, it's from Duncan.
Oh.
I can tell you from bitter experience that trying to move your hand away from someone's testicles while they have a needle jammed in your forearm is quite tricky. But it's not as tricky as trying to take a blood sample from someone who is now blushing so hard that every drop of blood in their body is now in their face. I was mortified, but he was very kind about it. Well, so he bloody well should be. Is there a polite or tactful way to extract yourself from such a situation, or is your only option to limit the damage and try to avoid ending up on some kind of register? Keep up the good work. All the best, Duncan. Duncan, that is him, not you. Why are you... Don't blame
no,
yourself.
I think he's gone to grab his hand... And he's grabbed his...
Oh, I've...
No.
The phlebotomist has...
Do us roleplay.
I'm not grabbing his bollocks. No chance. Draw the line there. And he's not grabbing mine. Right, so the phlebotomist...
Ben, sit down.
He's like this. You got to put your arm out. And then he's gone like...
Oh.
Oh, I see. Oh, I thought the phlebotomist has...
No, yeah.
Like, almost...
Phlebotomist. Isn't that how Bill and Ben speak?
Phlebotomist.
Right, anyway, Duncan, my advice here is simple. Like,
oh, I see. Now I see.
I know many nurses, a couple of doctors, and they've all got stories, and they love sharing stories, the things they find up people's arses and stuff like that. So it'll just be one of those stories that he tells for years to come, and everyone will love it.
Well, like, I thought he'd whipped them out whilst Duncan was looking the other way.
No, he wasn't whipping them out.
No, fine.
Bloody hell.
Your fantasies.
I know. And he scrubs, whipping out his bollocks. Ooh, he'd love that.
With a little Booper logo over his breast pocket.
You're such a... Are you with Booper?
No, I'm not, actually. I have no private medical insurance.
Oh, good.
Unless I go abroad.
Because we've got the NHS and it's fantastic.
Exactly.
And wonderful.
This one is from Kat. Ooh. Ooh. Is it from this Kat?
Dear William and... Oh, no, that's a bit...
No, that's Vicar Tom. Margaret Thatcher.
Dear William...
There's not a lot of nuance.
And Jordan and EPB, the ladies not for turning.
Hello, friends. I was visiting my parents for a couple of days, which can be frustrating at times. Now, I'm all about women keeping themselves frustration-free, if you get what I mean, and there's nothing wrong with packing in a little BOSP... battery-operated side piece. Okay.
Going to see your mother.
Toys all charged up. What is in the waters today,
Couldn't you wait until you...
Toys all charged up. I was at my parents', and on night two, I was ready to climb out of my skin. My dad had gone to bed, and I told my mum I was going to go to bed too, but when I got into bed, I found myself not tired enough and thought this would be a good opportunity to release the stress. Now, I'm a 21st century woman and I like myself a little spot of porn, but the video alone doesn't do it. It has to have the sound on as well.
So I know where this is going.
So I popped my headphones on and started pursuing the different categories. Online shopping that bitch until I found the one that helped the inspiration along. Okay. By this time, I'd gotten off the bed and was sitting on the floor. Now, I know this is weird, but my parents had installed the softest carpet ever and I have ADHD. We do weird stuff. Mm-hmm. There I was on the floor, getting really into it, loud moaning in my ears and trying to be as quiet as I could. The combination was working. Let's just say the train was coming into the station. Luckily, in the throes of enjoyment, my headphones had slipped off slightly and I heard my mum approach my room. Next thing, she bursts into the room. I throw my headphones off and sit upright, trying to get the vibrator to shut off and the loud moaning on the headphones to stop. The vibrator doesn't want to stop vibrating, and suddenly this quiet and discreet vibrator is not so quiet and not so discreet, but the moaning over the headphones is even louder. Luckily, she was talking to me about something I left and was bringing it to me, so I finally managed to shut off the porn and get the vibrator off. You don't want to come around the bed. You don't want to see this, I yell at her. But she's around the bed and there I am, stuck on the floor with the vibrator inside me, waiting and wishing for the world to swallow me whole. She got a fright, turned around, left what she was bringing on the bed and said, "You do weird shit." She leaves the room and I'm dying of embarrassment. And needless to say, the train died as it was about to reach the station. Could I have avoided this very embarrassing ordeal? Maybe I should have left my BOSP at home. Lots of love from Kat. And the answer to your question is, yes, you should.
That's dramatic. That's absolutely dramatic. She was speaking to her mum whilst the vibrator was still inside her.
It's disgusting.
I'll be down in a minute. Just give us a minute.
You've got a very powerful one. Let's put it that way.
Thanks for tea. I'll see you in the morning. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Yes, the moral of the story is don't be taking your sex toys when you're going to visit your mum and dad. You know, you could have just...
Yeah, look, there's a time and a place. I don't think doing stuff at your parents. I think you were asking for trouble, Kat. You've only got yourself to blame. Hopefully you never talk about it again. Your own fault. Lesson learned.
Jesus. Okay.
Well, it's not her fault, but equally you put your head... is there a lock on the door? Could you have locked the door? Could you have put a chair against the door?
Go on.
All sorts of other things.
Are you reading that one?
This is from Harry. Dear William Jordan EPB, I've recently returned from living in Sweden.
Sweden, Woodpecker.
I can't remember the Swedish for hello.
Hello.
ABBA, with my partner of 5 years. We are from
Voulez-vous. Oh, we need to go and see that. We need to get tickets for that.
ABBA Voyage. Yes.
£200 a ticket. They're not even there.
What?
Well, £120 or something.
I'm not paying that. Not for a hologram.
That's what I mean. They're not even there.
No.
Hello, London. Fucking hell. £120 a ticket. And you're not even here. Anyway. When you die and we're still touring. No, when I die and we're still touring, it'll be my hologram, won't it?
Listen, you might not even turn up on the tour. It's actually a good investment.
What's that mean?
Could be on holiday.
Oh, for God. Let it go.
We are from the UK, but moved to Sweden for a little over a year for work.
Yeah.
We came back last month and we have been living with my partner's mother, Ruth, and stepfather, Mike. We have a deposit ready and are looking to buy a place of our own as soon as possible.
Oh, good luck.
I get on well with both of our hosts and they have been nothing but kind and accommodating. However, on Friday morning, something happened that I've not been able to stop thinking about. My partner's stepfather starts work early in the morning and is up and about at around the same time as me. I woke up that morning and went into the kitchen to make a coffee. Mike was seemingly up, but he wasn't in the kitchen. As I entered the kitchen, I heard something playing on the Alexa that sits on the breakfast bar. It was quite faint, so I turned it up and realised it was the sound of a woman enthusiastically getting... spit roasted by two men.
Jesus, what is going on this week?
One of whom sounded a bit like Hulk Hogan. There's a lot of detail in this.
Isn't he dead now?
With hindsight, what I should have done was at this point made a U-turn and head straight back upstairs.
Yes,
pretending I'd heard nothing.
Yes, absolutely.
But in my panic, I quite loudly said, "Alexa, stop." The soundtrack stopped immediately and then was faintly audible through the door of the downstairs loo. It then quickly stopped and there was a deathly silence that probably lasted all of 10 seconds but felt like an eternity. It was at this point that I went upstairs to hide in the bathroom until Mike left for work. Clearly, I had interrupted Mike having a nice time in the downstairs loo before work while Ruth was in bed. No problem with that per se, we all have needs. Now, though, he will know that I know what he was up to. This makes me cringe so hard I feel like I'm going to turn inside out. He's been acting completely normal as if nothing has happened, and so have I.
Best way.
I haven't told a soul. We've written into us. Not even my partner. I don't even know if I should. Should I bring it up discreetly and say his secret is safe? Should I say nothing to anyone, take this to my grave? Should I cut all contact with them and leave the country for a remote island and never return? Please help. From Harry.
Never happened, Harry. It never. Erase it from your memory.
I mean, I love the fact that you said you've told nobody and you know, you're trying to keep the secret safe. You said the mother's name is Ruth, the stepfather's called Mike, and you're called Harry. And Harry. You've just lived in Sweden for a year. So, I mean, if there's anyone listening that can work that one out.
Harry, after five, just erase it from your mind. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Never happened.
Yeah, I do agree you have to pretend it didn't happen. I carry on. It's awful. I say it's awful.
We've got some horny G and Divas, haven't we?
For the live stream, can we just do nice, you know, does the napkin go on the left or the right? which is my
prove
water glass.
The old saying, innit? The difference between an egg and a wank.
You can't beat a wank.
No, you can beat an egg. You've ruined the joke.
Sorry.
You can beat an egg. Can't
right.
You?
Yes.
Yeah.
With a knife, if you want to make an omelette. Because this is a Delia Smith chip.
Oh, do you
so if you use a fork,
yeah.
Well, I beat the eggs with a knife because then it doesn't blend the egg quite so much, which is what produces a fluffy egg. Read your Delia and you'll know that.
Oh.
Well, there we go. Next week we'll do nicer letters.
And I will try and make an egg with a knife next time.
Yes.
So when
just a table knife. You don't
just use a knife.
Yeah.
What if you're having a wank, fork or a knife?
Neither. And next week I'll tell you a good use for the rolling pin. Now, should we talk about what's coming up on the weekend release?
Rolling pin? Christ alive.
What's coming up on the weekend release?
We've been sent in some more artwork.
Oh, lovely.
So you'll be able to hear how that sounds, looks on Friday. So,
that'll work on an audio-based podcast.
And we'll discuss if the podcast requires an upper age limit as well, which we think it should.
I think it definitely needs
Don't be letting your kids listen
to this.
Needs
a lower age limit as well.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, listen every Tuesday and Friday. We'll be back on Friday with our bonus. You can watch us on YouTube every weekend and get us all week on your socials. We're at Sex and My Boss, and we'll be back on Friday.
Goodbye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.